section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Climax, Michigan, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, my bathroom razor mishap, IBWIP news bulletin, Terry's top rope travels, fact or crap, and the Welcome Back Kata reunion with your co-hosts, Whiskey Chaser, Mute Jacob, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee. I'm your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton is my name. That's the name that I have been given from my birth mother.
If we ask you again, will you tell us the same?
No, I'll tell you something completely different. Got a little surprise for you guys. You're going to thoroughly enjoy it. This is just for you, Chase. This is corny already. Don't worry, get better. Alrighty, folks, tonight, episode 165 of Burns When I Pee. Nice, huh? First. This is so cool if I didn't have to go back and forth. Alright. He owns a bicycle and has refused to cut his hair until Hillary Clinton is elected to the next president of the United States. My co-host and partner in crime, Locks of Love Jason.
Hillary in 2016, faux show. Oh, my God. I don't. Okay.
And now. You want to buy, sell, trade, or barter a boat? Then here's the guy that you need to talk to, the one and only Whiskey Chaser.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Oh, ladies, calm yourselves.
I love you, Chaser! Oh.
And now. He's been gone so long that his Amber Alert has turned black. Our long-lost friend, Mew Jacob.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey.
Thank you.
That was probably the funniest thing ever. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Chase, was it good enough?
Oh, yeah. Spot on. Dude.
Okay.
This is exactly how I imagined it.
It took hours and hours to get that prepared right. Again, you're listening to It Burns and IP Live, episode 165. We got a great show for you. We got Mute, where you been?
Everywhere.
Everywhere, yep. Is not...
Not here.
That answers
not here,
that.
Not here.
That's something to do with the show, I assume.
Not, well...
Why so secretive?
I don't want you to know.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
that's
well...
It. That's it.
I had my crack research team look it up, and the last time you were on the show was March 14th, and that was episode 127, just to let you know.
March 14th of this year?
Of this year.
That was a long time
ago. That was that the one where we interviewed your mom, right?
That's the one
that
we interviewed,
was.
Yes. I had to listen to had my mom being the blowjob queen.
That was good. That was a good time.
So I love it.
Whatever 165 minus 127 is how much time you've missed.
Oh, geez. That's a lot of time.
We make a lot of shows around here.
You're tardy.
I don't feel tardy.
All right, we'll start this off here. Oh. This still going. That was how good it was. Jason, update on your online dating.
I almost got robbed.
What?
All right, well, that didn't take very long at all. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, you want to go around the room, and you want to further explain that, or do you...
You want me to walk around the room and explain it?
Yeah, just go ahead and walk around space, walk around the room and explain what happened here.
Well, guys, this is what happened here.
Um, I'm waning on my activity on these dating websites because I'm not getting a lot of results. So I just randomly message people, and this one girl messaged me first, which is a rarity. But she's a 20-year-old black girl, but she looks really cool. She looks like a hipster nerd. And I was like, so this could be all right.
She looks cool as like she's kind of white.
Right. Okay, gotcha. She's black white.
I'd still be able to see her in the dark. That's basically what he was saying.
And she was very actively texting me like she wanted to get together that night, and she didn't have a ride, and she asked me if I smoked. And I've heard people before are like, hey, you want to meet up? Do you want to get high or something? It's like, yeah. And they're like, hey, bring some money for weed. And then you get robbed. So I don't know if I'm just being overly sensitive or I'm picking up things that I've heard from other places and making a bad equation. But it felt fishy, and I definitely did not meet up with her that night.
Aww.
I don't know. Did that sound weird to you? Because she's like, you smoke? I'm like, no. You drive? Yeah, you. No.
That's one of the important things is having a license. Yeah. If I'm going to have a relationship with somebody, she's got to have a license.
Didn't we put on there that you make like $500,000 a year?
And you know what? Sometimes you have to embellish to reel in a fish or two. But yes, we did.
You know, if I'm going to flirt online with a guy who makes $500,000 a year, I'm not going to. Hey, you smoke? You drive?
Do you smoke? Because it's super bad for you. You can stick your dick in this hole in my throat.
Now you're talking, baby.
That's what I call a deep throat.
Am I out of line, though? Would you have met this person? She wanted to meet. It was probably going to be like 10:30 by the time we met. The first time you meet someone.
No.
Right.
No. In a random parking lot, 10:30 at night.
She didn't tell me where to meet her. She didn't even say pick me up. But I was kind of saying, oh, you don't have a ride, so I'd have to pick you up. It's like, no way. It'd be public place, at least.
As I pulled into the driveway, three... men came out of the bushes and...
Hey, guys, what do you want? I'm just here to pick up your daughter. I'm lost, fellas. Thump.
Oh!
What side of town am I on?
That's how that went, so I...
Ouch.
Yeah.
So, in preparation for your dating, you do some grooming.
I am very hygienic.
All right. And Jacob, this is perfect for you because you're a groomer as well.
Yeah, not so much above the neck.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the inverse of a groomer.
Yeah,
he looks like Brett Conlin's costume as Forrest Gump when he was the runner. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He had a beard behind the beard.
Yep. That was a good VH1 series, right?
Yeah. So when we were talking about what we're going to do for the show, you brought up an interesting story that I would love to hear more of.
I would love to tell you all the story. This is okay. It's a little embarrassing, but that's fine. That's what this show is, right? Air out our dirty laundry.
I never say anything personal on this show, but if you want to, that's fine.
I know more about your sexual past than my own from listening to this show. All right, so I was in the bathroom. I was, you know, buzzing things and grooming things, and my there's a couple areas on my body that don't grow hair very well. It's from like the chest up and then like parts of my face. So I was buzzing my chest. I was like, you know what? Because it looks weird. It looks like just these little black hairs hanging. It's disgusting. So I trim it up. So I was going to shave it, right? So I'm shaving my chest, and I'm going along. Everything's going fine, nice and smooth. And then I nick one of my nipples.
Oh,
nipple
ooh.
Nick.
Yeah.
Is this an electric razor or a straight razor or a Bic or what?
It was like a it was a Mach 3 razor. It had three blades.
So you nicked your nipple three times.
I got three independent shavings of nipple under the razor.
That's awesome.
And I didn't shave the whole thing off, but it was bleeding. It was going.
You had some blood?
It wasn't squirting like milk out of a pregnant woman's breasticle, but it was there's blood.
Ugh. I don't know.
Can we see it?
It's all healed now. It's all healed.
He was so subtle, but he's like,
So what's? Let me see it.
I've been gone for six months, but hey,
I haven't seen any of your nipples in forever.
Chase, do you do any manscaping?
A little bit. I mean, look at me.
He's pretty.
He's pretty.
If I'm furry and I'm drifting around like I'm lost with that guitar and all that jazz, I mean, ladies are just gonna call the cops.
You look like a
drifter. I gotta shave my chest. Gotta shave my arms. More importantly, the most important thing I have to shave is my knuckles.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, not the whole knuckle, just in between the middle knuckle between the, you know, your fingernail and where your actual hand starts.
You just shave that?
Just that one knuckle.
Why?
It's the furriest part of my body.
Weird.
Furrier than your butthole?
Yeah.
Because my butthole is super...
He
super
has a really smooth
prove
butthole.
It!
Huh?
He has a really smooth butthole.
Yeah. It's like a wet balloon.
I think Whiskey Chaser doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I think your new nickname is Smooth Butthole.
Smooth.
Well, it's wintertime, so I have quit shaving. Actually, it was funny because you brought this up, because Movember, you know, I was like, hey, I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to shave my face for Movember to, like, because of prostate cancer, you know? And so I'm like, I'm going to do it. So, you know, Jacob, you guys have all known me for quite a long time. Nothing really grows here on my face. But I had this mustache was starting to really become something.
I saw it.
It was awesome, okay? And the last time I had grown to that point, I called it the Burt Reynolds, and I fucked the hell out of Molly one night and told her I was giving her the Burt Reynolds, and she wow. It was like good sex. So I'm like, hey, guess what, babe? We're back. I got the...
Give me the silicone.
We're back.
I got the Burt back. And
Burt Bacharach.
And she was not having it. She was not into it at all, and she's like, you need to shave that. And for 2 days, I'm like, I can't. Guys get prostate cancer.
If I shave this.
Every time a man shaves his mustache, an angel gets prostate cancer.
So I'm like, I can't. This, you know, this is way too important. And it was almost past the itchy phase. That's how much I had. I'm like, this is going to work. And she's, you look like a pedophile. I'm like, well, I always look like a pedophile. That's nothing new. So I said, you know what? And this is why I'm on my third marriage. I went upstairs.
Because you can't grow a mustache?
No.
It's all related.
Right. So I went upstairs, and I just took my fingers, and I was like, okay, so from, you know, I'm going to shave all of this off and just leave this middle part. So it was kind of in between Charlie Chaplin and, who's that guy that killed all the Jews?
Mark David Chapman.
Gables?
So what was his name? Oh, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was in between the two of those. So I came down. I didn't know if I should waddle down like Charlie Chaplin or if I should go down. Like,
yeah. Why can't you do both?
Right, exactly. So they were so much alike. And so I got really, really close. I came downstairs, and she saw that, and she goes, oh, no, go upstairs and fix it. I said, let this be a lesson to you. I'm going to keep it this way now because don't ever question the Burt.
I thought that was going to be like...
You never make a man shave his mustache. You right. Get between a man and his mustache, Charlie Chaplin's going to show up.
Mostly when I can't normally grow one. Like, to me, you know, that was also my unemployment mustache. Yeah. That I was going to keep, but...
I thought that story was going to end up, and then I told her I was Hitler, and I fucked the hell out of her.
You thought Burt was good, honey. Wait till you get this one.
Wait till you get the gas chamber.
You're going to get gassed. Ooh, that was not good. Ooh.
Oh, come on.
But as for downstairs... I quit shaving it because of wintertime. I don't want my balls to be cold.
See, I shave my balls every Friday.
Every Friday.
Every Friday. I call it Smooth Bag Friday.
I think
I call it
Good Friday.
Smooth Bag Friday.
It's not that creative, but it is what it is.
Smooth Bag Friday.
What? And do you use a three blade? What's your
four? Whatever it is.
He uses a straight blade.
A straight edge razor. No.
A box cutter.
Do you shave your butthole then too?
Periodically.
Yeah, because...
With a buzzer, though.
Oh, with a buzzer?
Yeah.
Because I
don't get in there with the regular razor.
Oh, I get in there with a regular razor because I get a super, super hairy butthole.
What is going on?
I don't do that, do you?
No.
No. Between
you know,
the
I don't have an extremely hairy rectum.
Well, I do. Oh, I do. God, mine is super hairy. It's and like so I get, have to.
Oh, your turds look like shit snowballs or what?
So
it's like trying to get peanut butter out of shag carpet.
Exactly. I'm like, you know, I used to be able to shit quickly, but now it takes twice as long because, you know.
Yeah, you use twice as much toilet paper.
Yeah, it's got to go through, and then you don't get it all, and then it goes in your fingernails, and you put it in your eye, next thing you know.
What?
You get Ebola.
You get Ebola.
There's a direct line between shaving your asshole and not having pink eye. Is that right?
Exactly. But, you know, we've been married, you know, 6 or 7 months now. Oh, wintertime's coming. Fuck it. I'm hairier than a...
How can you drag a razor across your sphincter?
Well, okay, this is what I do.
Comfortably.
This is what I... Do you want to know? Or are you just...
No, it's not rhetorical. I want details.
Okay. So I get in the shower, and of course I lather it up with shaving cream. All right? And then I bend over, put my hand... through my legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just go from asshole to outward. Don't go inward. Go outward. So you don't actually, you're not actually doing the actual anus, but you're getting pretty goddamn close.
And it's not like you're getting every little hair. It's just
the long ones.
Knock down the weeds a little bit.
I mean, is it so bad back there where it's like the deadliest catch and your turds can't get out?
No, it just makes things a little easier.
Yeah. Stinkiest catch.
That way Molly doesn't get anything in her mouth.
Yeah. It's out of kindness.
You know what?
Really.
I'm glad I asked.
Update. Little girl heckling, annoying street preacher is the hero we need. Have you ever walked by an annoying street preacher screaming about sinners and blasphemy and wished you could just scream, shut up, into their faces? Of course you have. Unfortunately, most of us, being adults, simply keep our head down, walk by, and complain about it to our friends.
Right. Later. The American way is just to walk by, and then when you get out of hearing reach, then you just cuss and bitch about it.
That's when the bitching commences. Luckily, there's this little girl wandering among us who has no such reservations. Apparently, there's a video online trending,
and I don't have it. I fucked up.
Of the little girl telling this preacher what's up. But what's great about this video is not just the colorful heckles, such as, pie holes should be quiet, but how incredibly effective she was at completely derailing his sinners go to hell rant.
Right. Because he's like, I don't know, he's got this cart and has all this stuff.
It's like a teacher's board, chalkboard that flips over, but it's got a bunch of literature and stuff on it.
And he's got a headset on like Garth Brooks, and he's like, talking about sinning and all this stuff. And this girl, this little girl in the pink shirt and jeans just goes up and pigtails.
Looks like she was ripped right from the Disney Channel with all her bright clothing.
Right. She looked like Hannah Montana before she got stupid and crazy and retarded. And she just starts screaming at this guy. And he's always trying to stay on he just ends up starting his...
He's a young dude, too.
Yeah,
he's like 20, 22.
Oh, yeah, easy, 20, 22.
Yeah.
And he's just cussing her out. She's cussing him out.
Yeah, apparently she's just yelling at him, shut up.
You guys have not seen this.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah.
Jacob has seen everything on the internet that ever was and will be.
Oh, nice. I hope not.
When you're in a motel room by yourself for 2 months.
What else do you do? No, my favorite part, sarcastically, but she kept looking at the camera like her dad told her to go do it. And she's like, am I doing it right, Dad? Like, that's the face.
Honey,
the look on her face.
You're going to be famous. Just go up there and tell that guy what you think.
Yeah.
You can say any cuss word. You won't get grounded, I promise.
So she may not be the hero that this preacher wants, but she's the one that the rest of us, who just want to get from point A to point B without being threatened with eternal hellfire, deserve.
I know I'm going to hell. I don't need somebody on the street telling me that that's where I'm going, because guess what?
Oh, yeah, you're going to hell.
Oh, I know I'm going to hell. Molly tells me that all the time.
Have you listened to this show before? You're going to hell.
No, I heard it's really bad. I don't
it's not good.
I do not listen to this show. I heard it's horrible.
We don't put on a good show.
Is that what we're trying to say?
Yeah.
Ouch. Burn.
All right.
I just got a text from someone saying, I now know how to shave my asshole. Thanks, IBWIP.
So you know who that came from? Or is it
leave it anonymous.
Look what we've done.
I was hoping that'd be like a mystery person has your number. And just said,
I saw your tweet that you're going to be on the show. Next thing I know how to do my asshole. Hey, that's better than a text saying, hey, I know how to fuck Molly. Wow, I am in so much trouble. Go ahead, Chase.
So apparently, here in America, an Oklahoma teacher shows up drunk and pantsless to her first day of work.
First day.
Out of the gate.
How long do you guys usually wait till you show up pantsless and drunk?
At least a month.
Ballpark.
Month.
That's
a month.
That's satisfactory.
Ugh.
Jacob?
I can't say I've
ever done
it.
You're pantsless right now, and this is kind of work for you.
He showed up drunk and pantsless to the show.
I mean, he's like, technically it is my first show in 6 months, so I'm wearing brand new underwear, but I ain't got no pants on.
Well, I wanted to show it off.
All right, so apparently this teacher in Wagoner, Oklahoma, was arrested on her first day at the school, both drunk and without pants. School officials called Wagoner police around 9 a.m. on Monday morning, 9 a.m. and Monday morning.
Jesus. She made it to 9 a.m.?
Lori Ann Hill, 49, seemed out of sorts and
also was missing the lower half of her clothing. Police arrived to find her in an empty classroom and determined, presumably without too much trouble, that she was under the influence of alcohol. She was found in a room, this is a quote, so I should probably throw the southern drawl in there. Well, she was found in a room kind of disoriented, Police Chief Bob said. Bob Haley told Tulsa World. By the time we got there, she was in a room wearing shorts. Hill admitted to the police that she'd been drinking, and a search of the car turned up an empty cup that reportedly smelled of vodka. First off, how the hell do you smell vodka?
That's the whole point of vodka, is that it doesn't smell.
You can't smell it.
But here's my question is, I guess when you get up in the morning and you're a teacher, and you think to yourself, I could take a drink, or I could go to school, or I could put my pants on. Fuck it, I'm just going to drink and go. I'm going to be late.
I can have it all.
Those kids aren't even going to notice. Half of them don't even know how to say their own name.
So Officer Bob Haley said that there wasn't enough evidence to prove she drove to the school drunk and no credible witnesses at her home. Whatever that might mean.
My husband knows I didn't have any pants on. You just ask him.
I left the house with no pants. I didn't take them off.
Right. That would be prudent and disgusting.
I never had them on.
Here's the beautiful thing about this story in typical Oklahoma fashion. She was spared a DUI charge and booked into the Wagoner City Jail only on suspicion of public intoxication. Not for showing up to school with no pants on.
In front of a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Classes don't start until Thursday. Okay, that's why. All right.
Oh.
Neither Hill nor her pants are likely to attend.
Hey, you know what? It's just Teachers Institute. I'll just wear my underwear. Hey, you know what? We're going to go to Denny's. We're going to go to Denny's. We're going to have some vodka and some sausage. Then we're all going to go to school and put up our little creative stuff on the billboards and get ready for the class. The problem with that was... none of the other teachers showed up because they don't like me. And it was a big, huge first day of school joke. And now I'm in jail.
Lovely.
Do you think they said she showed up pantsless, but later they said shorts?
Yeah.
Do you think she's one of those ladies who's like just so big where the shorts like
roll up?
Get stuck up into an underwear position.
Ooh, that might be. And then she was like, oh, no, these are shorts, I swear.
Yeah.
She rolls them down.
It could happen.
Skin tight.
It could have been if she didn't get charged for it.
That's right.
Who knows?
We should consider her. God damn it.
God
she
damn this.
Could. She should. Fuck it. Go ahead and vote. Fuck it.
All right. You know, a dicey topic today in the United States is the whole marijuana thing. It's legal here. It's not there. Medical use
wait,
there.
Wait, it's legal here now?
Deebly do. No, I'm pointing over to Colorado.
Because it's that way.
It's that way.
Yeah.
Not exactly a mainstream approach to the whole thing, but should you smoke pot with your teenager? This is just one of the ways parents of teens grapple with a pretty unavoidable fact that their child will most likely dabble with drugs or alcohol before graduating from high school.
Chase?
Yes.
What you're telling me is, the question is, would you or should you smoke weed with your kid?
To introduce him to the drug appropriately before punk-ass kids do?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's not a dangerous thing.
Jacob, you are not having kids. We found that out on the last episode that you were on.
What's wrong with your stuff?
March.
What's wrong with your stuff? It's full of bourbon.
It's all swill.
Yep. My girlfriend loves the smell of my, taste of my cum. She gets drunk off of it, then goes to school. Sorry. That was wrong.
Yeah, so apparently this is a thing. Some moms and dads will go even further, smoking pot with their teenagers as a way to have some control over their experimentation. But is this an advisable tack
to take? No. Because here's a marijuana story for me. Okay, I was in high school and I was smoking marijuana with a buddy that I went to school with and his mom. And it was the worst buzz I've ever had in my life because I was freaking out as I was smoking. You know, we're passing this fucking joint around and we're smoking weed and I'm passing it to his mother. You know what I mean? And even at age like maybe 15, 16, I was like, this is a horrible mother. You know?
Yeah.
And It didn't make me think, oh, this is the better way to do it. Yeah. It was awful.
See, I feel like people have similar experiences, but they think the parent is cool. But you know what I think? If they do that and they think the parent's cool, like 10 years later when they're kind of like, you know, out of college, done smoking pot heavily and kind of getting out of it, like, oh, yeah, that guy was a total fucking loser.
Right.
You know, like that parent who did that, and I don't know if your parents did it, so excuse me if they did.
No.
I'm going to tell my story and then say, if I just called your parent a loser,
yeah, shoot
bad.
First is what I'm going to do. But no, I really think that because I had a similar situation where I had a high school job, and a guy worked was like, yeah, me and my dad were chiefing out last night. And I was like, oh, well, that's weird. And like later I'm thinking, you know what? Your dad's kind of a fuck. He's like 42, 45, and he's like getting high regularly with your son.
Right.
I know older people even do it, like, you know, at parties and stuff every once in a while. That's fine. But like to do it regularly with your kid.
Yeah, that's not so savvy.
Dad.
Apparently, Joni Giltman, author of A Survival Guide to
her.
Parenting Teens.
She's fucking,
oh, I know. She's so fucking hot.
And when she's drunk, oh, God.
She said, and I quote, no! You should definitely not smoke pot with your teen.
Where'd you get that sound bite?
I couldn't cue up the video of the little girl cussing the guy out, but I got that.
Thank you.
That was hot. Current research says it shows that marijuana causes permanent negative changes in teenage brains, which is totally bullshit, dude.
Right?
Why would a parent want to do something that would deliberately harm their child's brain? Beyond that, though, is what lighting up together says to your kid. It gives a very mixed message. Giltman explains.
Well, you know what? Jacob, you made the right decision. By not having kids, you don't even have to worry about this.
Yeah, fuck it. You won't even have to smoke a thing with them. You can just smoke it by yourself.
More for you.
Pull by my...
All right. Well, let's get out of this here. Hold on.
What are we getting out of?
There's no more news to be heard.
Not only do we have in and outs now, Jacob, but I'm a time Nazi. You
right
didn't notice that.
Hey, let's listen to a song.
Oh, sure. Hey, good. Look at that.
Good call, bro.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Worth My Time by Rob Baird and the Whiskey Reunion.
Ever wonder what the ultra-talented folks at IBWIP look at? Check out our YouTube page to find out. There's a lot of outs. Ever wonder... If we're wonder, you did this on purpose.
Let me read it.
Ever wonder if we wonder what you? Fuck you, read it. I can't. Do it.
Ever wonder what the ultra talented folks at IBWIP look like? Check out our YouTube page to find out. Ever wonder if we wonder what you look like? We don't.
Holy cow!
You know what? That's amazing how much that made sense.
Well, I'm just trying to find if this love is worth my time. Lord knows I've tried to make her mine. I'm not much for giving up, but she never gives me a chance to love. She only wants me when she's lonely. Wake her up in the morning and she looks right at me. I just can't see love. Take her home at night, walk her up her drive. Then she only gives me a hug. Well, I'm just trying to find it, so it's worth my time. Try to make her mine. I ain't much giving up, but she never gives me a chance to love her. She only wants me when she's lonely. Well, I work all day and all she has to do is sit and wait and take everything I own. Farther away, it seems to me how she wants man with money, these are thoughts. Well, I'm just trying to find if it's worth my time. Lord knows I've tried to make make her mine. I ain't much giving up, but you never gives me a chance to love. She only wants me when she's lonely.
It's Locks of Love Jason here for IBWIP. I just wanted to let you all know that before I was on the show, I was a fan of the show. I would email the show every week telling Blake and the crew how much I loved them, and I always sent those emails to blake@ibwip.com. And so can you. Immediately after emailing the podcasting god, I would go right to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine to see what else he was up to. And to fill time between new episodes, I will listen to all the classic episodes at IBWIP.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Smart Radio. Be an IBWIP super fan. Holla at you, boy.
You read that so much better than I do. What did you say I was?
Holler at you,
no,
boy.
No. How did you say I read?
You're a hyper-vigilant reader.
What was that song that so elegantly graced the ultra-fine hairs upon my eardrum just now? Well, it was I Just Got Out by Bob Wayne.
I don't think Bob Wayne has ever been described that way. He's going to love that. We'll have to hashtag at that. Well, we have a very special new segment of the show, and it's called Terry's Top Rope Travels. And we have a special famous person besides, you know, Chase. He's the only famous person we have on anymore.
Hi, how you doing?
But we have a famous person here, and we're going to call him remotely. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to send him all over the country and give us some traveling tips, I guess you would say. So let's get him on the phone here. Okay. Hello, Terry. Are you there?
This is Terry Bollea, brother.
Hey, Terry. How are you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Here at the studio, we have Chase, Whiskey Chaser.
Nice to meet you, Terry.
We have Jacob. Can you hear him okay?
I can hear you just fine. You guys are a couple of Hulkamaniacs over here.
Yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Good to hear it. You guys taking your vitamins and saying your prayers?
Oh, yeah. A couple times.
A day? A couple times ever. So, Terry, why don't you tell folks where we have you in these beautiful United States. Where do we have you this week?
Well, you know something, Mean Gene? I'm here in the common in the village of New Fane, Vermont, on Route 30, enjoying the sights and sounds of autumn, brother.
All right.
This entire week, tents blossom on the newfound common for the Heritage Festival. Amid the colorful fall foliage on the village streets and surrounding hillsides, talented artists and craftspeople display their creative efforts. Locals and tourists return year after year for this signature event in southeastern Vermont.
So what's your favorite part of it so far?
I just love being out there in the crisp, cool air, brother, seeing all the leaves turn. It's a beautiful sight.
You seem pretty passionate about this festival.
You know what? I love traveling all around this great nation of ours, kicking ass and viewing the sights and sounds this country has to offer.
I forgot I was supposed to ask you something about wrestling.
Let's stay on topic here, brother. This is travelogue only. I just want to tell you that after you eat your vitamins and say your prayers, be sure to enjoy the juried arts and crafts and specialty products that are sold in 96 exhibitor spaces, or you'll be on the business end of a patented leg drop.
Oh, wow. I mean, and obviously, it's fall. It's probably really beautiful up there. Are the leaves falling?
The leaves are falling all around me, brother. I love it. I love the crisp, cool air. I love the cool apple cider.
Speaking of leg drops, I'm pretty sure I saw you do a leg drop on The Rock here in our hometown of Peoria, Illinois.
I appreciate you bringing that up, but I also don't appreciate you bringing it up because, you know, that wrestling's behind me, brother. I don't do that anymore. I like to focus on travel around the country.
Oh, so we're not supposed to...
Sorry, totally...
We're not... Well, kind of one of the things I had the idea was that we were going to, you know, discuss where you're at and then kind of discuss your career. Are you not wanting to do that?
You hired me for one thing and one thing only, and that's to travel around the U.S. of A. Can I hear you say it? USA. USA.
Hey.
That's right.
USA.
That's
not
as good as the others.
USA.
No.
USA?
Hola.
You're starting to sound like the Iron Sheik.
Speaking of the Iron Sheik.
No.
Let's do this. Let's talk about it. January 23rd, 1984, you wrestled the Iron Sheik and won the World Wrestling Federation Championship belt at Madison Square Garden. That must have felt awesome.
I tell you, it did feel awesome at the time, but I moved on, and so should you. You might know me as Hulk Hogan, but my name is Terry Bollea, and I'm passionate about traveling this country. So passionate, in fact, that I'll continue each year here in... Here are wonderful new exhibitors, along with longtime favorites such as Bobby the Brain Helium Balloons, Macho Man Randy Salad, Boba Brazil's Handmade Soaps, and Andre the Giant Turkey Legs. Other highlights include the church's famous homemade apple pies, church's deli, 24-inch pythons, outdoor food tent, super raffle, figure four leg locks.
Now, Terry... I don't mean to interrupt you, and I don't know if I should have or not.
There's also the flea tent, community groups, children's activities, the main event at SummerSlam, live music, and the peak of Vermont's fall foliage on the surrounding hills, brother.
All right, well, Terry, You're talking to us about how you like traveling. You want to talk about traveling, but yet
it's
you're
the making, best time of year to get up to the Northeast.
You're making all these references about wrestling, and then I ask you a simple question about a match you had, and you don't want to talk about wrestling. You yelled at Chase because he wanted to talk to you about drop kicking.
First
Iron
of
Sheik.
All, every time I speak, I'm yelling, so Chase shouldn't take offense to that.
All right.
Second of all, I spent over 55 years in the professional wrestling business, and all the adjectives and words that I know revolve solely around the act of professional wrestling, so I apologize if I use the references to describe my trips around this nation.
It's okay. It's okay, Terry.
How do you feel about your wife leaving you for a younger man?
Well, she didn't get to go with me on this beautiful trip to the Northeast at the Heritage Festival in Vermont.
Now, Terry, as we discussed before you went, you are keeping all your receipts, right? So we can you know, square.
I got them right here in my headband, brother.
I know. I can see one of them coming out. It's just kind of, there's this one. I mean,
one's from the Olive Garden. I ate my weight in pasta that day.
All right. But remember, don't go over $47 because that's all we can afford.
It was an all-you-could-eat, brother.
Okay. Well, Terry, is that all you have for us?
The Newfound Heritage Festival draws thousands of visitors from Vermont, the Northeast, the whole of the United States, travelers from around the world, and parts unknown.
Hey, earlier said you were selling 24-inch pythons. How much does one of those cost?
I don't remember saying that.
It was on the list of things.
I'd have to go back over my notes to get back to you, brother.
All right, well, Terry,
Listen up. In 2005, the Philadelphia Inquirer named the Newfound Heritage Festival as one of its top 10 for the road events from the Mid-Atlantic to New England. Since then, this festival has put the camel clutch in all other area festivals.
Wow.
Camel clutch.
All right, so you're not going to talk to us about winning that first WWF championship belt, huh, at Madison Square Garden?
I won't deny that it happened, but I tell you what, brother. The Iron Sheik had it coming. He talked a big game, and when he came to play, he fell flat on his face, brother. And I tell you what, you're not going to fall flat on your face if you head up to Vermont this fall and enjoy all the offerings it has.
And I was assume that since you're up there and it's fall, you're wearing the red and yellow Hulkamania stuff as opposed to black and the white NWO outfit.
That wrestling outfit is virtual camouflage in this weather.
All right, Terry. Well, thank you very much.
I want to give you my rating for this trip.
Oh.
I give this trip a full 5 championship belts.
Wow.
What you going to do, brother, when the Heritage Festival runs wild on you?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Terry. We'll hope to see you soon.
USA.
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 Whoa.
I don't know what to say right now, except holy cow, this bit is gonna last forever. We're probably gonna do it like every single episode.
Man, I'm speechless. I'm speechless. The Hulk.
So
really,
am I.
I love Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Jason,
you just missed him.
You just missed him.
He was on the phone. He was on the phone.
I had to take care of some business.
Some whiskers again. Cat whiskers. All right, folks, we are gonna play a game. It's called Fact or Crap.
Woo.
I don't have a bumper for that. Jason is looking at me in disappointment as I've failed on two things in this episode.
Fact or crap. Fact or crap.
Yeah, that's the you.
That's it.
Is it fact or is it crap? We don't know. Start the show.
Hey, all right, folks. Okay, Jacob, Chase, Jason.
Yo.
I have a deck of cards here from the game Fact or Crap. All right.
Okay.
And we're going to start with you, Jacob. And what we're going to do for this first round is you get one question each, and we're going to go around twice. So you get two questions total. All right. On the second round, whoever the top two people are, the second round, you're going to go until you get one wrong, and then at the end, whoever has the most, the longest streak wins.
Cool.
Can I ask a question? Is this
no. If you ask quickly.
Is this strip factor crap or not?
What?
Is this strip factor crap?
If you want to take your clothes off, that's perfectly fine. Okay, Jacob.
I just have to answer if it's fact or crap.
Fact or crap. Okay, I don't know any of those words. All right.
It's a live show, folks.
When he was 15, Bill Gates constructed a device to measure traffic patterns in Seattle. Fact or crap?
Crap.
That is fact. 0 points for you.
Oh, really, man. Good.
Off to a great start.
Oh, man.
All right. Do you want to... On this game, to win it, just think, I can do poorly. I just have to get better than the last person.
Right.
And then the next round is when I just fucking string along. Okay?
Got it. Yep,
that's it.
All right. Okay. Chase, your question. The red cell in a human blood are produced at a rate of over 1 million per second.
Whoa.
What? Crap.
You are stupid as well. Okay.
That's a lot.
All damn. Right. I'm but feeling pretty good about
do
this.
Do they
now.
Die that quick as well then?
That's not on the card.
Yeah, that's a different game, sir.
Okay. This is right up your alley.
Me.
Yes.
Okay, something with hair, I imagine.
Horses love to take baths. Fact or crap?
What?
Crap.
Crap is correct. They hate it. They frequently roll in the dirt afterwards. 1 point.
Yeah.
Four.
I feel like that's like a matter of the horse's opinion.
Yeah. That can't be a fact.
No. That's like...
You know, factor theorem.
Yeah, exactly.
Generally...
All right, what's my question?
Are you in a hurry?
I want to get out of here. I want to get one right.
Okay. All members of the dog family have 20 toes. Fact or crap?
Fact.
Is this the round where we go till we get one wrong?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
So the only way you can get to the next round is if Chase doesn't get this right.
Right.
Okay. Shit.
No pressure.
A lot of pressure.
The mascot of the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta was a character named What's Its?
Fact.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, I completely guessed that.
I really suck.
I thought that sounds like bullshit. I'll say fact.
They always have the weirdest mascots and stuff for the Olympics. So that's
they never make any sense. Okay, so Jason, if you get this one erect. If you get this one erect, you and Chase will go on to these.
I gotta work the balls of this question.
No, he goes regardless. I missed both of mine. It is them two, no matter what. Next round.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get out of it. I'm just trying to be fair.
You have That's seriously pissed him off.
And I think you would know by now this show is not fair when it comes to games. Okay, I was trying to help you out, and you had to be a dick. So. Thank you, asshole.
Bad.
Okay. So now, Jason,
erect.
You don't have to answer a question. You guys are in the next round.
Can I just get a practice question?
Okay, sure. The famed OK Corral is in Arizona.
Fact.
That's correct as well.
Yeah. That's what the OK stands for.
As practice.
Chase,
makes sense.
You're in trouble, buddy. This guy is.
Yeah,
on
he's
top
on
of
fire.
Shit.
I know my crap.
Okay. So now this is the time where you see who gets the most in a row. Now, if you miss the first question, if you give me a dollar, you can go.
Sweet.
Again. Okay. All right. Whiskey Chaser. Rapper Vanilla Ice's real name is Robert Van Winkle.
True fact.
That is correct. That's one in a row. Okay. A hydrometer measures air humidity.
Fact.
That's correct.
Oh, boy. Oof.
This guy's on fire.
Oof.
The term for small blocks of colors, pixels, is diverted from the word pixies.
Fucking false.
That's correct.
Oh yeah.
The pixel is a combination of the words picture and element. Wow, three in a row, Chase. You're en fuego.
Hold on. Where does the X in pixel come from? If it's from picture and element,
you always use an X just to add to combine two words together. You always use an X.
Got it.
Okay, Chase. This is for four in a row. The calendar is generally used around the world. Dividing the solar years into 12 months. It is called the Latin calendar. Fact or crap?
Crap.
That is correct.
The Gregorian.
It is called, yes, yeah. It's the Gregorian. So five in a row, Chase.
Hot damn.
You might set a world's record here.
Dude.
Okay. Now, at any time, if you want to stop, and go with what you have, you can.
Oh, okay.
Why would he ever stop?
Huh?
Why would he ever stop?
Just go till there's no more questions.
Tom Cruise won an Academy Award for his performance in Born on the 4th of July.
Crap.
That is correct.
All right. I'm going to walk with this many points.
He was nominated, but he did not win.
Is that your final answer?
You want to try one more?
Yeah, let's do one. I'll do one more. I'll do one more, and then I want to see if he's got what it takes.
That's a ballsy move. Of love. You're a cocky SOB.
I am a cocky son of a gun.
I added the X in there because
you're still. Oh yeah, you're still cocky. Okay, George Washington's will consisted of 39 handwritten pages.
Fact.
That's false. It's crap.
Son of a bitch.
It was 29 pages.
Oh.
So you couldn't just go with the flow. Okay, so Jason,
you said I could give you a dollar. To get this, my friend, is as good a dollar. This is a My Panera card.
Holy
shit. There is a free oatmeal on here till the end of November if you'd like to cash that in.
Well, you haven't got one wrong
yet.
That's
$3?
What's that?
It's like $3.
Oh, easily. But that's before tax. $3.
Yeah.
I'm just going to set this right here.
I don't like oatmeal.
I'm going to set this down and I'm going to turn around. And if it happens to disappear while I turn around, that's fine. I'll accept that.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. Your first question, you have to get 6 in a row.
Oh, boy.
Crickets are considered scared. Crickets are considered sacred in Cambodia and may not be disturbed or killed.
It sounded like you swallowed a cricket.
Fact.
That is crap. They are sometimes deep fried and eaten. Okay.
Oh, there's my pipe.
All right. There's
card.
My dollar.
So that
okay.
Erases
so.
That.
Now you have no lifelines.
Only the live listeners will know
I
screwed
what,
up. So
I tell you what.
In the spirit of
games and camaraderie, and,
I love spirits.
You can always. You have one opportunity to use Jacob as a lifeline.
All right.
Now remember, you have to get 6 in a row. Now there's no more oatmeal is going to save you. Charlie Chaplin's only appearance. Charlie Chaplin only appeared in silent films. Fact or crap?
I'm not going to use my lifeline. But can I use them only once for one question?
You can only use one.
Okay. I feel like anytime someone says all or like every, it's crap. So I'm going to say crap.
That is correct.
Yes.
He did a famous speech.
You're a clever son of a bitch.
What did his voice sound like?
Hello.
Crazy. He sounded like Hitler.
Hi. I'm Charles Chaplin. This is what my voice has sounded like all these years.
You're all going to die. Okay. You have one. Queen Victoria's husband, Albert, introduced Christmas trees to England in 1841. Fact or crap?
Crap.
Mwah, mwah,
oh,
mwah.
Shit.
The winner, Whiskey Chaser, has won fact or crap.
Yeah.
That's my lifeline?
Oh, ladies, yeah. Yeah, ooh, hey, don't touch. No,
I can
it.
Hear their tops coming off.
Good job, Chase.
Hey, thanks, man.
You won the last game, too, didn't you? The sing-along?
Oh, you won the sing-along.
Oh, yeah,
it burns when I sing?
It burns when I sing. I'm just a winning son of a gun.
God damn.
And what was the song that you got on the that made you win that one?
It was a song by Shadows Incorporated.
Oh, okay.
Called The Others.
All right.
Collusion!
All right. Jacob, why don't you go ahead and give us the upcoming release?
Okay, here we go. Episode 163. Is now available, titled Heather and Vanessa Celebrate Vanessa's 35th Birthday.
And if you're easily offended, please don't listen to that episode.
And if you
that
are...
That was a really long episode, right? Didn't you guys go like an hour and a half?
No, it was 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
it seemed like a lot longer if you're listening to it. It's fun, though. We love having Heather and Vanessa do shows. Just two black ladies trying to make it in the podcasting business.
The Halloween episode was 164, correct?
That is correct.
So that is available now. Sassy Scientist, check it out.
And also you can watch the promo video on our YouTube page. That's a very exciting promo video.
As promo videos go. Episode 165 is this episode. It is inevitably titled A Contradiction in Term Papers, and it will be available Friday, November 14th. So clear your schedule. 166 is an interview with Billy Cook, and it will be available on Tuesday, November 18th.
Great, great, great musician, great guy. It's a good interview. It's fun. It's two buddies just sitting around talking.
What's the best?
Sweet.
Huh?
That's the best kind.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. I thought you said I'm the best.
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not that cocky, goddammit.
No, I thought you said I'm the best, like me.
Oh.
Stop being so cocky.
You are. Did you hear that new Taylor Swift album?
No.
I tell you what, I better not see her at the CMAs anytime soon. Oh, yeah, Monday, November 17th is Homemade Bread Day. And you've had enough good days to last a lifetime. Take one for the team and eat shit on Have a Bad Day Wednesday.
Have a bad day day.
Have a bad day day. I thought that was another thought typo. Maybe,
did he write day twice just like he did out?
Fuck. Wednesday, November 19th. Eat like shit that day.
And just eat shit. Eat a turd. Just
eat some shit. It's tasty.
All right. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show, fuckers.
Yes, tell one to two friends that we have.
Hey, I brought 10 today.
You brought 10 friends?
10.
God damn, I don't even have 10 friends.
10 smoking-ass bitches.
Whoa.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah. Jake and I found them in Mings.
What are you doing under the table? What is that? What is that?
He's rolling the dice.
Just, you know, just gambling.
With myself.
Rolling some dice.
And my penis. Seeing who's going to win. Who's going to throw up first.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. This is the time in the show where I go around and everybody gets to plug. Jacob, unfortunately, I'm sorry. We only have famous people usually.
Yeah.
So,
no, I understand.
But is there anything you want to plug? Do you have a Snapchat or Instagram? Anything you want to plug?
No.
Dude, tell them about your case of awesome whiskey.
Oh.
Oh, yes. We want to hear this story. We got time.
I got a case of whiskey.
Yeah!
It was pretty cool.
It's full of it's like 10 bottles. Each one of them is like a 10-year something or other. It's super
expensive. This story. Where did that come from?
That's it. Allison found a guy. She found a guy who was selling them. Right,
it was like a bar closing or something? Or
no, I think it was an old dude passed away, and so this guy had acquired them. They were like $50 bottles of whiskey that she got for like $5 a piece.
Oh, so it's ghost whiskey.
Ghost-ski.
Nice. Well, I hope you enjoy that.
I'm going to drink it all tonight.
Oh, damn.
All bottles.
Hey, don't drink too much because you have another episode to do next week.
Okay. We don't want you all.
They don't know that we do it one time.
Oh, what shit.
All right, Whiskey Chaser, you always have plenty of stuff to plug. Why don't you plug away?
Oh, yes. This Saturday is a huge show at the High Note, Pekin, Illinois. Shadows Incorporated, Flannel Mouth, and our new friends from New York, Event Horizon. It's going to be a huge show. It's going to be a huge party. Lots of cute girls.
And what's the...
Lots of ugly girls, too.
What's Chatting's going to be there running around.
There might be, visit Chase at the merch table.
Yeah, come give me some high fives.
And some sex.
Some sex.
What's the thing your band has going on now? You're trying to get on Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel, yeah. Jimmy Kimmel's Jive. No, we're doing a contest right now called Get Out of the Garage. And if you go to getoutofthegarage.com, look up Shadows Incorporated, check me out on Facebook, check the band out on Facebook. There's links posted all over the place. And essentially what it is, we'll win, if we win.
You will win.
We get
$25,000
cash, some recording time at Converse Rubber Track Studios, and a chance to play on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
And I think IBWIP will get some type of kickback on
$25,000.
Yeah. While you guys wear IBWIP headbands during the...
Yeah, I'm going to wear an IBWIP Pissing on Corporate Nashville t-shirt on Jimmy's show.
Yes, it would be sweet. That would be awesome. All right, well, we'll put the link up to that in the show notes. Your Snapchat...
Nice-boat, all lowercase.
He's so proud of it.
Follow me, bitches.
How do you know cute girls are going to be at your show? Are they always at your show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's like the thing is like you can only get in if you bring a cute girl.
Oh, well, I'll be outside waiting for them to come out then.
Jason, what do you have to plug?
Go to TazcoTradeCo.com and buy all my shit, and then go to PlentyOfFish.com and OKCupid and look for the username I own a bicycle, and then offer me your sex.
All right, that sounds great. I have nothing to plug except the show. This is all I do.
Hey, you know what? That's enough. That's enough.
That is.
That's enough to plug.
Ooh.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's all.
But
I need.
Thank you guys, Jacob. Thank you very much. It's good to see you again.
You too. It's good to see all of you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Well, you just saw it. It doesn't count.
Well, yeah, I know.
All right. Well, thank you to the list. Oh, gee.
Right in the mic, if possible.
Is he? Hey, I think you started. I think you started some Ebola.
I think you started Ebola.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening live. Thanks for downloading the shows, iTunes, YouTube, all that great stuff. And thanks for listening live. And oh, if you guys were on the chat room, I forgot to open up the chat room. I apologize.
I was on there when the show first started, and
there was nobody there.
There was one guy on there.
All right,
but I could tell by the buzz in the chat room that he was ready to chat. Not as ready as I am, though, to listen to Punk Rock Is Dead by Cletus Gottshot.
I took a Ziploc baggie full of my shaved pubes to Locks of Love to create IBWIP Merkins for the pubeless. They told me they didn't take Ziploc baggies.
Too many chords, but Toby Keith couldn't cry in his beer. Heard a song on the radio I didn't know, and they call it hit number one. Well, I shook my head and then I turned it down, and now I got a hole in my dash, 'cause I'm a punk rock kid in a country band, singing songs. The honky-tonk crowds. Well, I play real loud and I sing it real proud, 'cause I know that punk rock is dead. Daddy grew up in them good old days when they played on them silver strings, when they shot them guns and they drove them trucks, and yes, they cried in their beers. 'Cause I'm a punk rock kid and a country man, singing songs to the honky-tonk crowds. Well, I play real loud and Johnny Cash, rebels just the same. Even though they wore that cowboy hat, well, they're more punk rock than me. 'Cause I'm punk rockin' in a country band, singing songs to the honky-tonk crowds. Well, I play real loud and I sing it real proud, 'cause I know that punk rock is dead. 'Cause I'm a punk rock kid in a country band, singing songs to the honky-tonk crowds. Well, I play it real loud and I sing it real proud, 'cause I know that punk rock is dead. I know that punk rock.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.